have seen the faces of the lives that have been stolen by the police. Beautiful lives that were cut down too short. This is unacceptable, and our demand is very simple. Police terror, police murder must stop. Not be reduced a little bit, must stop. Now, sometimes people say, well, your demand needs to be more concrete than that, Carl. So let me give you a concrete demand. Indict, convict, send those killer cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. Indict, convict, send those killer cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. One more time. Indict, convict, send those killer cops to jail. The whole damn system is guilty as hell. Now look, that's a simple and just demand. But we need to be very clear that when we raise that demand, we got to fight for it. Because there is a whole system that's behind those killer cops. It ain't just a few killer cops on the beat or some rogue DAs or corrupt DAs, district attorneys. It's a whole system all the way up to the top that arrested people en masse when we protested these killings over this last year, that demonizes our people, especially the young people, to try to justify these murders. Now, when I say that, some people might be thinking, well, wait a minute, Carl. Didn't Obama say he was going to do something about this a couple days ago? Didn't he say that he supports Black Lives Matter? Well, let's be clear. The Obama who said something about Black Lives Matter 6 months ago said that the youth of Baltimore were thugs and criminals when they rose up in response to the police murder of Freddie Gray. So let's not get twisted by that. He's trying to rope us back in. He also said, along with saying I'm going to do something, it has to be incremental. Now, what does that mean? It's got to be small, slow steps to change things. That ain't going to cut it. This has got to stop. We don't want no small reduction of the people they warehouse in prison or of the people that they kill. We want it stopped. And look, we are going to have to fight to make that happen. Ain't nobody going to do it for us. And we are doing that today. We've been doing that this week. Thursday, no more stolen lives. Say their names. Thursday afternoon, march and rally for the National Day of Protest to stop police brutality. Yesterday, some of us put our bodies on the line to pose the demand, shut down Rikers, that debtor's prison and torture chamber. And that's what we're doing today, and we're going to keep on doing that. And we are delivering a very serious message. Stop police terror. Which side are you on? Because do not tell me no BS about I'm in the middle or I'm neutral. This is murder. This is genocide we're dealing with. And in the face of a genocide, there ain't no neutrality. You either on the side of acting to stop that genocide, or you're on the side that says it's okay for it to happen. That's the two sides. Which side are you on? That's the challenge we bring into people. And look, I can give you the numbers of how many people the police kill. More than 930 since January 1st. But this ain't about numbers for me. This is personal. Look, I sat with Myrtilla Jones a few days after her granddaughter, Ayanna Stanley Jones, had been murdered by the Detroit police. I met Sharon Irwin a couple days after her grandson, Tony Robinson, had been murdered by the police. I've worked with many more families, many more than I can talk about now. I have to say, my wife's brother, more than 40 years ago, was gunned down by the police on his mother's doorsteps. One day after they had told her she would never see her son alive again. So this is personal for me. And it is up to us to stop this. We have to take that on. And when I say stop this, it's not just the horror of what the police are doing to black and Latino people, although we got to stop that. It's also the attacks on women in this society. It's the attacks on our immigrant sisters and brothers. It's what happens to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. It's the wars for empire. It's the way they're destroying the environment of the planet. And I will tell you, it's going to take revolution, nothing less, to end all those horrors once and for all. That's what it's going to take. Now, some people tell me I shouldn't talk about this, but I got to talk about it because it's what you need to hear. Fred Hampton, a brother that I really respected 40 years ago, said something that I'm going to repeat right now. He said, "I am a revolutionary." And I feel like some of y'all feel that way too, so say it with me. I am a revolutionary. I am a revolutionary. And look, I'm not just a revolutionary, I'm a revolutionary communist. I follow a man, Bob Avakian, who's got a strategy for making revolution and a blueprint for bringing a new society into being. You need to check him out if you want to be free. But look, all of us got to be in this together. Cornel West, who you will hear shortly, is a Christian, a revolutionary Christian. I'm here with the clergy. I'm here with the students. I'm here with the people from the communities. I'm here with the victims of police murder. We all have to be in this together. Our diversity, our different forces, voices, make us stronger. Now, let me say this. Fred Douglas said this a while ago, more than 100 years ago. I'm not quite old enough to go back to then, but I know what he said. He said, "Power concedes nothing without a demand." That was true then, and it's true now. It's going to take struggle to bring about a change for the better. And that is what we're doing, sisters and brothers, but we got to keep doing it. And we should not pat ourselves on the back for having been out here today, say we did a good job, and feel good about ourselves. That ain't it. We got to be in this for the long haul. It says stop police terror, and that's how long we got to be in it. There's some next steps. Travis talked about them. November 22nd, Tamir Rice, 1 year ago, murdered, and no justice. We have to act on that. December 3rd, Eric Garner, 1 year ago, they let those murdering cops go free. We got to act on that. We got to keep acting and not stop acting until this is stopped. Now, I'm going to close with this, but I've been doing this for a long time. I am tired of putting together lists of victims of people killed by the police. I am tired of putting pictures on posters of people murdered by the police. I am tired of making hashtags for the victims. This has got to stop. I got an 8-year-old granddaughter. I do not want her generation to come up to be talking about what are we going to do about the police killing our people. I want her generation to talk about this as history that really is history because it don't happen no more. Not the way that we have to talk about Emmett Till as history that echoes and reverberates today. So let's do all that we can to stop the horror of police murdering our people. And then let's do even more, because we got to stop this. We got to do it for ourselves. We got to do it for our children. We got to do it for future generations. Stop police terror. Which side are you on? We know which side we're on. We're challenging the world and the whole country. Which side are you on? Thank you, sisters and brothers.